This is KUT. The Austin City Council has approved one of several proposed rules affected hired drivers in the city. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
Would-be taxi, pedicab, or limo drivers in Austin will now have to undergo a nationwide criminal background check when applying for a permit. The new rule is part of the City Council's attempt to get regulations for hired drivers up to speed with those governing drivers of online ride-hailing companies, like Uber and Lyft. Those drivers have been subject to national background checks since 2014, as part of regulations passed by the previous council. Councilmember Ann Kitchen said Thursday's vote might have been a small piece of a larger discussion, but it was overdue.
All it does is make changes to the chauffeur's license to make it clear that their national criminal background checks, which is something we've been talking about for a very long time.
While council okayed national background checks for other hired drivers in the city, members decided to hold off on approving a list of offenses that would automatically bar someone from getting a permit. The proposed list of nearly 20 crimes includes violent ones, like murder and aggravated assault. But council member Greg Kassar said Thursday the list was too lengthy and might be discriminatory.
Many of them seem to me to be very harsh, like if you've ever been convicted of theft at any point, you can never get a chauffeur's permit. That just seems that seems like too much, and I would like for the staff to work on that and fix it.
But drivers for ride-hailing companies have been subject to this list of banned offenses since 2014, again, because of rules passed by the previous council. In the past, it had been up to city staff to decide which offenses would preclude a potential taxi, pedicab, or limo driver from getting a license. This same discussion about making rules consistent among drivers is what prompted a petition that led to a measure on the May 7th ballot. Council passed an ordinance in December that, over time, would require fingerprint-based background checks for Uber and Lyft drivers. These checks are required for other hired drivers in the city. Under the regulations proposed by Uber and Lyft, which appear on the ballot next month, the current non-fingerprint checks would continue for their drivers. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.
That story was part of a reporting partnership with the Austin Monitor. KUT and the Monitor will be co-hosting a debate on the ride-hailing regulations on the May 7th ballot next Thursday night at the North Door in downtown Austin. Details and RSVP at KUT.org.